Idaho Republicans held their first presidential caucus last night. Mitt Romney won big, and as Adam Cotterell reports, it was mostly smooth sailing.
After Tuesday night, Don Hatch's voice is nearly gone.
When the people are getting in line to vote, you have to get them out of their seats, up the stairs, over to the booth in a rapid manner. And I'm saying, come on, go, 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 let's go.
Hatch was chair of Ada County's Republican Presidential Caucus. It was the largest in the state with more than 9,000 people. Hatch says besides talking herself hoarse, the biggest problem at the Ada County caucus was a late start.
There were some that wanted to get in after, well, half an hour after we closed the doors because we held them open a little bit longer, but we just had to start the program.
Idaho GOP Executive Director Jonathan Parker says late starts around the state were the biggest bump the party hit running its first caucus.
That's a pretty good problem to have. The reason they started late was the large attendance numbers.
There were a few other hitches. One location in Boise County lost the key to the ballot box and had to fetch some bolt cutters to count the ballots. Someone in Canyon County tried to tip the scales for Ron Paul by tossing a handful of quarters into the machine that weighed voting tokens. But Parker says if he could make one change for next time, it would be allowing only one round of voting. Kootenai County, he says, continued voting past 12:30 before anyone got a majority. I'm Adam Cotterell in Boise, Idaho.